It's time for girls state tournament basketball right here on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines and join Denny Gettle with the color commentary and with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Downing.
And good afternoon and welcome to Des Moines here at Wells Fargo Arena. Jeff Downing along with Denny Gettle. Glad to be with you here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Round one taking place. Matter of fact, the first day of the tournament for 2016 season. Glad to be with you today. We got an excellent game on this afternoon's schedule as Springville, the Orioles, they punch their ticket here to the state tournament. They will face Kingsley Pearson in the third game in the Class 1A Girls State Basketball Tournament. Danny, good to see you. I haven't broadcasted with you yet this year, so we had a chance to broadcast last season right here at the state tournament, and we had some good games last year. We're anticipating an excellent game again in this third game in Class 1A.
We really are. It's my pleasure to be here. You kind of brought me out of mothballs again to get a chance to work with you. A couple good games today, so looking forward to this.
Springville coming in with a record of 23-1. Kingsley Pearson at 21-2. And we may see a little bit different as far as offenses. Springville, not a big team. Like to get up and run sometimes, where Kingsley Pearson, they also put the points up, but boy, they're big inside, including one of the starters standing at 6'2 down in the middle.
Well, Kingsley Pearson has not been here during the lifetime of any of their players. They've never won a game of state. This is only their third trip. The other two were way back in the 60s, my era. 1962 and 1967. Wow. So
over at Veterans Auditorium.
Springville has been here. This is their fourth time, and they were here last year and lost right at the final buzzer in the state championship game to Newell Fonda last year. Even though they start four sophomores, they hope to parlay that state tournament experience from a year ago into an advantage today, because they should be able to be accustomed to this big court.
One thing about Springville, they're coming in with only one loss, and they lost to Turkey Valley about the middle of the season, 49-42, and Turkey Valley is the top seed in Class 1A, and they won barely, actually, 55-51. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, they led wire to wire, I believe, or at least most of the game, but had big-time foul trouble. They have two main scorers, and both of them had four fouls early in the third quarter and stayed on the court and managed to finish the game. And Shelby Reeks, their all-stater, really was an all-stater down the stretch. He scored a lot of points at the end to hold Mount Air off. And really, time just ran out on Mount Air because they were coming back.
Absolutely. Otherwise, Springville has won 13 straight games, including in the postseason. They defeated Montezuma 41-37. That was a low-scoring game. Both those teams excellent going into the sub-regional finals. Also, they handled Sigourney fairly easy, 57-27, and they defeated Tri-County 60-23, and also Lisbon 58-15. That's been their last four games. So putting up the points, defense has really stepped up as well, with the most points at only 37 points against Montezuma. Granted, that was a lower scoring game, but it looks like their defense is also playing well.
Well, something's got to give here, because Springville allows only 25.6 points per game, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that's the best defensive average here in the state tournament in the 1A field, and probably in the all classes. And yet Kingsley Pearson averages 64.9 points a game offensively, so something's got to give.
One thing, I'm looking at Kingsley Pearson. They've got three games. They hit the 80 mark, and just recently during the postseason, they defeated Trinity Christian 82-42. Also during the regular season, River Valley 82-44 and Woodbury Central on the road 86-76. They do put up the points. Getting here also, their last game was against Marcus Meriden Clayhorn, 55-38. That was the regional final. And then backing up also, Remsen Union 63-47. And like we said, Trinity Christian 82-42. And also they defeated Westwood Sloan 72-55. A lot of points there, giving up a few more points as well. But sometimes when you score that many points, sometimes your defensive points are going to go up as well.
The tempo is going to be the big thing. But Kingsley Pearson's only been held under 50 points twice all year and lost one of those games. And Springville has not allowed 50 points in a single game this year. In fact, only allowed 40 points twice. So that's why I say something's got to give. Kingsley Pearson has a 6'2 player on the inside as their leading scorer. They have three players that average in double figures at 6'2 and 5'10. And then their two guards are both 1,000-point career scorers. The Keck girl is their career scoring leader at Kingsley Pearson, and yet she is their fourth leading scorer on this team at 9.5.
Absolutely. They even have a couple girls also coming off the bench that also has some heights, including their 6-foot senior, Mackenzie Carlson, number 34 and 35 on the road as well. So they do have some heights as well. Like you mentioned, those Springville Orioles, only one loss, 25-1 on the season. Not as tall. Their tallest girl is Michaela DeHazel. She comes in averaging 15 points a game. She's only a sophomore, standing at 5'10". She's going to have a handful this afternoon trying to battle inside. Hopefully she's quick enough where she can take advantage and see if we can even get some of those defenders also in foul trouble as well.
At the season total for fouls for Springville, they have not had much foul trouble. And they normally play a 2-3 zone in the half court. They like to play a full court zone press. And they do get a lot of steals, which is interesting for a team that is mostly zone. But as you said, Nahazel's going to have her hands full with the two bigs in there that she's got to battle, and she has to stay out of foul trouble today.
Absolutely.
In the regional game, Jeff, she was under the weather. It was very ill the day before the game and had to be substituted in and out a little bit, like the way Peter Jack was the other day for the Hawkeyes when he was coming off an illness. But Coach Sanderson says everybody's healthy today, so that's a good thing for Springville.
All righty. So we're about 3 minutes away before the opening tip-off. Let's go and take a two-minute break at this time. Two-minute timeouts. We'll come back and look at our starting lineup. You're listening to Girls State Basketball Tournament here on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
A trip to Wells Fargo Arena, the boys' state basketball tournament is up for grabs this Monday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unach. Join Phil Dunham Monday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as Class 3A number 10 Xavier meets Mount Pleasant. The Saints will be looking to go to state in back-to-back years in a rematch of the season opener Xavier won on the road. That's 3A Boys Substate Final Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 10 Xavier and Mount Pleasant. Monday night at 6:45 at 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Jeff Downing along with Denny Gettle this afternoon here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, Class 1A. Let's look at our starting lineup as they're going to be introduced here in just a few seconds. I think also
they'll introduce also all the reserves and the assistants.
Yeah. Also some, what do I want to say here?
In the honor of the fan of the year, nomination.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm going blank there, Denny. Thank you.
This is something they started a few years ago when they did away with the sportsmanship trophy they used to present.
All righty, so the girls are going to be introduced. Let's look at our starting lineup at this time. First of all, for the Springfield Orioles, coming in with a record of 23-1. And starting five, number 14, is Megan Weigerman, averaging 11 points a game. She's a senior this year. stands at 5'8", again wears number 14. Also for Springfield, number 22, the sophomore, standing at 5'4", is Riley Menster, averaging 14 points a game. Again, that is Riley Menster. Alyssa Yeager wears number 30. She is a sophomore this year. She's the tallest one on the starting five, stands at 5'11", averaging about 4 points per game. Again, that's Alyssa Yeager. Maddie, 5 points a game, wears number 40. Also a sophomore this year, stands at 5'8", and again, wears number 40. And also on the starting lineup for the Springfield Orioles, Michaela Nahazel, 15 points a game, stands at 5'10". She is also a sophomore this year, and wears number 50, again, Michaela Nahazel. And the coach for Springfield is Nate Sanderson, and the team averaging 56 points a game, shooting about 46% for the season and 56% for the free throws. So free throw shooting not the strongest for Springfield, and 32% on the three-point shot. And the special fans were introduced at this time. Recognize anybody, Denny?
I didn't catch the name of the individual introduced by Springville.
Okay.
But he went over and gave high fives to all the coaches and players.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go to the other side for Kingsley Pearson, the Panthers, 21-2. Head coach is Nicole Goodwin. Starting lineup, number 21, a senior, standing at 5'6", is Abby Sitzman. She averages about 6 points per game. Again, that's Abby Sitzman. Again, wearing number 21. Also, standing at 5'8", the senior, number 33, is Rachel Mercer. 13 points a game for Rachel. Again, Rachel Mercer, number 33 for Kingsley Pearson. Also, a senior, Marina Keck, 5'6", senior, wears number 41, averaging 10 points a game. Again, that is Marina Keck. Number 43 is Allison Bailey. The starting junior stands at 5'10", averaging 13 points a game. Again, the junior for Allison Bailey. And also down in the middle, Addison Hirschman, a 6'2 sophomore, wears number 53, averaging 14 points a game for the Panthers. Again, the coach is Nicole Goodwin, and they are averaging 43% on the shooting, 68% at the free throw line, 35% on the three-pointers, and averaging 65 points per game, again, for the Panthers. All righty, both teams are having their substitutes, the bench, they're being introduced before we get the starting five for each team introduced officially by the PA announcer. Any keys you want to go over at this time, Denny?
Well, we've alluded to some of them already. I think it's definitely a battle of tempo because Springville wants to keep the score low and control the tempo. Kingsley Pearson wants to get a higher scoring game, get more of an up and down game. They will press. I think both teams will press. Coach Sanderson says Springville will like to run when they get the opportunity. Two very good big players for Kingsley Pearson that we've talked about. Addison Hirschman, a leading scorer at 6'2", a sophomore, and Allison Bailey, a 5'10 junior forward, who Coach Sanderson describes as a slasher. And they'll be battling against Alyssa Yeager and Michaela Nahazel for the Springville Orioles. There you go, 5'11", 5'10". So those the bigs. And then I think we could have a very interesting duel because Springville doesn't play man-for-man. They may not get matched up, but between Marina Keck, a spark plug guard for Kingsley Pearson, and Riley Menster, who was on the all-tournament team here a year ago. I really like Riley Menster. She is a great young player. And Springville loaded with good sophomores. I think Kingsley Pearson has made quite a few more threes than Springville, 129 to 82. So Springville's got to guard the perimeter. And then I'm hoping, for Springville's sake, that state tournament experience is a big factor here because just being here last year and getting second in the state, having that chip on their shoulder, wanting to get the big trophy this year, hopefully will work in their favor. Kingsley Pearson's girls have never been on this floor, never been to state. It's been over 50 years, almost 49 years since Kingsley Pearson was here, and they've never won a game at state. So Springville would like to keep it that way.
Absolutely. All righty, both teams introduced. Coaches have also shook hands, and we're about ready for state basketball here on the gym. Again, Jeff Downing along with Denny Gettle, glad to be with you this afternoon. Again, the earlier games today, Turkey Valley defeated Mount Air 55-51 and Burlington Notre Dame over Key 56-44.
A couple of interesting stats to keep your eye on here. We mentioned the three-pointers, but Kingsley Pearson shoots free throws well, 67%, yeah. And that's very good. They have 120 blocks on the season to just 72 for Springville, so an advantage there. But Springville has almost 400 steals on that's the season to under 300 for Kingsley Pearson. So we'll see if they can get some thefts here and get some transition points.
One other stat that we had talked about earlier, or just mentioned anyway, is Springville's not a very good free throw shooting team, only 56%
correct
for the season. So,
and as you would expect with 1A schools, neither team with a very strong bench, so fouls are critical.
Got a lot of girls on the bench, and just sometimes they don't not a lot of them don't get to play, so we'll see what happens in this game. Here we go. Here's the tip, and controlled by the Orioles. Quickly down four and two, right off the bat.
Nice. Riley Minster jumped against the 6'2 player and got the tip.
Weigerman with the first basket, 2 seconds into the game, and it's a 2-0 game. Springville with the lead. Panthers go inside. Here's a shot up, a little hook shot, too long, no good. Fight for the rebound, still loose on the floor. It's going to be out of bounds. And last touch by the Orioles. Well, right off the bat, they went down low. To Hirschman. She had a little jump hook and it was too long, but ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. Panthers with the ball.
Sprinkle and in there, 2-3 zone.
It's going to be a zone, isn't it, Denny? Yep. To the right side. Here's a long three. And short, no good. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it'll stay with Kingsley Pearson.
And Hirschman almost got that rebound. They got the jump ball and they're going to get possession anyway.
All right, so Kingsley Pearson get a third chance at it. Inbounds to Hirschman. Kicks it back over to Keck. Goes inside. And here's a shot up and two. Off the glass. And Addison Hirschman. They went to her all three times, Denny.
Good penetration by Keck and a jump stop pass.
Orioles, they break the full court press. Orioles with the ball. Springville. To the right side, down low. Gives it to Jaeger. In the paint. Jumping. Nicely done by Hazel.
Good left hand in traffic. Kingsley Pearson also in a 2-3 zone. So a lot of zone both ways.
4-2. Springville has made their first two shots. And Kingsley Pearson goes down low inside and it's out of bounds. That'll be turnover against the Panthers. Back over to Springville. So the Orioles off to a good start. They've all had two shots and made them both. 6:43 to go. We're in the opening quarter. 4-2. Springville with the lead in the ball. Full court press by the Panthers. Still in the backcourt. Still dribbling. Gets it across the line. Trying to get out of a trap. And she does. Nicely done. Back over to Weigerman. Hattie. Kicks it over to Megan. Weigerman. Maddie with the ball. Maddie dribbling to the left side. Looking down low. Nothing there. Now kicks it back over to Nahazel. Goes up in the paint. And yes, 3-for-3 so far for the Springville Orioles on their shooting.
Nice calm move by Michaela, and she's an excitable player. Once in a while gets a little too excited, but been very calm so far. Maybe that's that tournament experience.
6-2, early lead for the Orioles. Back into their zone defense. There's a second turnover for the Panthers. Orioles want to run, breakaway, 1-on-1, goes up strong, puts it up and missed it, no good. Too hard off the backboard, but it'll stay with the Orioles.
Minster took it hard at the basket, and Tall Bailey was there to contest the shot, forced her to alter the shot.
Inbounds, here's a shot up, off the glass, no good. Good, a good inbounds play, just couldn't follow through and get the ball to go through, and it comes off the rim, no good, and still a 6-2 ball game. Right side, here's a long three, shot is up, short, no good. Weak side rebound, and pulled down by Nahazel. Long pass, gets it across courts, back over to Maddie. Goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Orioles. 5:25 to go here in the first quarter.
Alyssa Jaeger with good position, good box out to get that rebound. And sometimes in a zone, it's difficult to rebound. You don't always have somebody to box out.
Inbounds goes into the backcourt. It's over to Minster. Riley with the ball. Here's a kick. It'll stay with the Orioles. And they'll take the ball out right in front of us. We're right on court side. Good crowd on hand for both schools. Inbounds. Inbounds looking, looking. Cross court pass over to Minster. Back over to Nahazel. Goes inside, good, give and go, and count it.
Well, those two sophomores have played a lot of basketball together. Great article in the Cedar Rapids Gazette this morning by Jeff Linder about all the sophomores from Linn County teams that have played together at AAU for quite a while.
So going to the line, shooting one will be Riley Mentzer. Shot is up and good on the free throw. And again, the Orioles off to a good start, 9-2. We're midway through the first quarter.
Mentzer, an 81% free throw shooter, so you like to see her at the line.
Keck with the ball, kicks it back over to Mercer. This time over to Stitzman. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Springville. 9-2, 5:03 to go here in the first quarter here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament.
One of the obvious things, both teams with a lot of good athletes here.
Staying in the zone defense for the Orioles. Here's a shot. No, goes inside instead. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound, though, puts up again. And going to the line shooting two will be Hirschman. Hirschman had the first shot short, but you end up getting her own rebound. And Addison will go to the line shooting two.
Good feed by Bailey to get the ball to her. But that's the third offensive rebound already here for Kingsley Pearson. Springville's got to do a better job boxing out.
Free throw's up and good. And Hirschman is a left-hander. And she has the first 3 points for Kingsley Pearson. Second free throw for Addison is up and good. Made them both.
She's a 70% free throw shooter. As we mentioned, Kingsley Pearson is a team.
Full court
almost
press.
70%.
Yeah. Full court press. Orioles, they'll break it again. No trouble. Down in the corner. Kicks over to Yanger, and it's stolen. That'll be the first turnover called against the Orioles.
Little forced entry pass there.
They'll stay in their zone defense. Down low to the right side of it, Hirschman. Hirschman, long three, and it's short, no good. And rebounded. Pulled down by Nahuzl.
Good box out by the Orioles that time.
9-4. Springville with the lead. They've led all the way so far. Here's all the way, puts up, and it's blocked, and you're going to have a foul. And going to the line shooting two will be Megan Wagaman.
The one senior that starts for the Orioles and used her experience there to take it right down the lane and draw the foul.
That'll be called against Addison Hirschman. That'll be her first. Team foul number two against Kingsley Pearson. Free throws up, and good. So Megan now with 3 points. So far, as a team, 2 for 2.
Mentzer and Megan Wagaman are the two biggest three-point threats for Springville. Mentzer's made 40 and Megan's made 26.
Second free throw's up and no good. 1 for 2 at the line. Rebounded by the Panthers. 4:15 to go, first quarter. 10-4. Springville with the lead. Staying in their zone defense. Goes down low inside. Here's a wild shot. Puts up no good. Fight for the rebound. Pulled down again by the Panthers. Here's a wild shot. And, boy, she just kind of split between two defenders and ended up drawing the foul.
Hirschman with the offensive board again. That's her third rebound of the game, too, at the offensive end. Goes to the line.
Foul will be called against Michaela. That'll be her first. First free throw's up, but no good. Hirschman is 2 for 3 at the line. She has 4 points. Sub will check in as Brady Harvey will check in for the first time for Kinsley Pearson. Second free throw. That one is up and good. Right now, Addison Hirschman is 3 out of 4 at the line with 5 points. Orioles with the lead, 10-5. 4:01 to go here in the first quarter. Full court press. Springville with the ball, and it's going to be a bump foul. That'll be a non-shooting foul, but a foul in the backcourt. I'll be called against, it's like number, Marina Keck will be called for her first foul. Go ahead.
2,000 point scorers for Kingsley Pearson are Keck and Mercer.
Orioles with the ball, they bring it across the line. They're going to take it all the way. It's going to be a double dribble.
Might have gotten the ball pinned against her hip there on the drive.
Yeah, it's at an angle that neither one of us could see very well, but the referee right there. No argument on either side, so we continue on. 10-5. Springville with the lead. They've led all the way here in the first quarter. Staying in their zone defense. A 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass and nearly stolen away. Picked up, though, by Mercer. Mercer kicks it over. Here's a 3-point attempt. Shot is up short, no good. And pulled down by Nahuzl. Back over to Wagaman. Pass over to Yeager. Down in the corner. Goes inside. Not a good pass. Goes out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover against the Orioles. Didn't like the pass that time, did it? Too many defenders around the ball.
A second forced entry pass They got to work the ball in the perimeter a little bit. They try to run cutters through the middle of the zone, and they're a little too programmed. They got to make sure they're open before they feed them.
Yep. 10-5. Counting down to the three-minute mark here in the first quarter. Orioles with the lead, back on in their zone defense. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Kingsley Pearson. Panthers with the ball. Back over to Harvey. Harvey, long pass. Cross-court pass, down low, baseline. Looking at the shot. And Keck will dribble. Top the key, back over to Harvey. Goes inside. Kicks it back out. Good passing by the Panthers, and that's going to be a traveling, I believe. Yep, travel. She caught the ball, and then she did that little bunny hop and ended up moving both feet before she shot the ball.
Chrissy Hoagland, another sophomore, has come on for Nahazel. Coach Sanderson likes to give Nahazel a rest. She plays so hard. I think that's a wise move because when you get tired, that's when you commit foul.
Orioles with the ball. They break that full-court press fairly easy. Top the key is Wagaman. Back over to Yeager. Back over to Wagaman. Inside, turns, puts up the shot. Got to hit that one. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. And she's going to be called for traveling. She got her own rebound, but she fell down. She tried to get rid of it quickly. It just didn't quite work out, Denny.
But I don't know that I like the travel call there. She grabbed the ball when she was on the ground and passed it immediately.
Yeah.
Some officials just, when a player has the ball on the floor, they just immediately call traveling.
Got a good point there. I do like that. Back into action after the turnover against Orioles. Again, 10-5. Keck with the ball. Keck, quick shot, no good. Pulled down by Springville. Springville wants to run. Here's a breakaway. 2-on-1. Shot is up and off the glass. And two. Nicely done on the right side. Maddie Wagerman with her first basket, number 40. And it's a 12-5 ball game. Kingsley Pearson with the ball. Top the key. Kicks over to Harvey. Down low. Looking to go inside. They'll take the long three and missed everything. Loose ball on the floor and picked up by the Orioles. Springville with the ball. She stepped out of bounds. Referee missed it. We got away with that one. Now, but it goes out of bounds anyway. Well, we got away with the stepping out of bounds, but she ended up throwing it away.
Yeah, she was trapped in the corner and tried to dribble out of it. And we're looking right down the line. It looks like she bounced it on the out of bounds line. But Minster, just she's not very tall, but a very good jumper. She jumped center and got the tip, and she's gotten a couple good rebounds. There she gets a standing rebound.
Three-pointers no good. Orioles want to run. They'll slow things down, though, as the defense gets back for the Panthers. Goes baseline, turns, puts up, and draws a foul. And the foul will be good against Emily Ranking. As number 51 is checked in.
Nahazel has returned for the Orioles.
So going to the line shooting two. Maddie Wagerman will be at the line shooting two. Timeout taken on the floor. She's going to be a 4-30. This will be a 30-second timeout. So far, so good. We've had a few turnovers here lately, but otherwise, Springville playing pretty solid basketball here in the first quarter, Denny.
Yeah, four different players have scored for Springville, and that's always a good sign. The other thing, this is Coach Nicole Goodwin for Kingsley Pearson, one of two female coaches in the 1A field. The other is actually co-head coach at Turkey Valley. It's always interesting to see how many female coaches get their teams to Des Moines.
Absolutely.
She's in her 13th year there, 111 and 165 for a record. Nate Sanderson at Springville has been there 6 years. He's 82 and 56. Done an outstanding job.
Absolutely. Already coming out of the turn, the timeout. Free throws up and good. Maddie Wagerman's at the line shooting two. She now has 3 points. A couple subs will check in. Checking in for the first time, Nicole Kane will come in. She is the freshman for Springville. She comes in at the 131 mark. Second free throw. That one is up, and that one is also good as well. So Maddie hits them both. 4 points for Maddie. Biggest lead at 13-5. An 8-point lead for Springville. 90 seconds and counting. They'll stay in their zone defense. Sitzman kicks it back over to Keck. Keck over to Goodwin. And a steal by the Orioles.
Nahazel, great job of anticipation.
They want to run. Here's a 2-on-2 break. And she'll slow inside, puts it up, and she will draw the foul. They're going to say before the shot, though, a reaching in foul.
Nahazel with the steal down there, and then she was the trailer, but hustling down, Metzger found her cutting through the lane, and she drew the foul.
So Reinking will pick up her second foul. Here's a quick shot, up and no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and it's stolen away inside. Kingsley Pearson, they want to run. All the way, puts it up, and it's going to be stolen away, though. And now a jump ball inside.
I'm not sure that was a shot attempt or a pass. He got too far under the basket.
Yes, she did.
Minster there again. She's the career steal leader at Springville, holds the school record, and she's only a sophomore.
Alyssa Yeager will check back in for the Orioles. We're down to 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Orioles with the ball. We'll see if they slow things down. See if they work it down to the final shots. Back over to Wagaman. Megan with the ball. Goes inside. Back outside. And a loose ball on the floor. Still loose. And picked up by Keck. Keck wants a run. Keck pulls up in the paint. Puts it up. And no good. Off the back of the iron. And pulled down, though, by Kingsley Pearson. Panthers with the ball. Here's a three-pointer. Shot short. No good. And pulled down by Nahasel. Nearly a steal. But the Orioles with the ball. 17 seconds to go.
Four rebounds already for Nahasel.
Wagaman with the ball. Wagaman. Bounce pass. 10 seconds. Nahasel with the ball. He's back over to Wagaman. Looking to go inside. 3 seconds. He'd take a shot. She'll take it on the left side. She'll draw the foul with 0.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
She's right-handed, but she took that down the lane with her left hand. Was going to shoot it left-handed.
So number 25, Madison Goodwin, will pick up her first foul.
Just 5/10 of a second.
Yeah. This will be a two-shot foul. First one's up and no good. Michaela so far is 0-for-1, and she has 4 points. Second free throw for Michaela. Free throw's up and made that one. And that'll do it for the first quarter. We played one with the score. Springville 15 and Kingsley Pearson 5. Let's take a 1 minute timeout, 1 minute break. You're listening to Girls State Basketball Tournament on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines, Jeff Downing along with Danny Gettle as we start quarter number two here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. 15-5, Springville off to a great start. Starting the second quarter will be Kingsley Pearson. Ball is knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Orioles.
They held Kingsley Pearson to just one field goal in that first quarter, 1-for-13 by my count, and 5-for-9 from the field for Springville as that state tournament experience of a year ago is paying off so far.
I think so, yeah. Top of the key is Keck. Kicks it over to the right side of it to Mercer. Back to Keck. Staying in that zone defense for the Orioles. Here's a long three. Shot is up. Yes, three-pointer. Three-pointer by Rachel Mercer.
It's the second made field goal for Kingsley Pearson. They have settled for some quick threes, and they finally made one.
15-8. Springville with the lead and the ball. Just underway here in the second quarter. Shot is up and an air ball, no good. And out of bounds. Last touch by the Orioles. A wide open shot for Wagaman. Just overshot the basket. It goes out of bounds.
And the ball missed the rim completely and hit Yeager in the hands, but she couldn't handle it, dribble it out.
Right side over to Mercer. Three-point land. Doesn't take it. Keck with the ball. Looking inside. Back over to Mercer. Mercer over to Keck. And stolen away. Good steal by Minster.
There she is again, the thief.
Long pass over to Yeager. Yeager goes inside in the paint. Good passing inside. Puts it up and can't hit it inside. Boy, we had a good look at it from Minster. And rolled off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kingston Pearson.
Allison Bailey with the board.
Here's another three. Shot is up and in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball on the floor. And it's going to be still loose on the floor. That should be a travel as she rolled with it. They're going to call a jump ball instead. That'll go over to Springville. All righty, so the alternate possession goes back over to Springville. Orioles with the ball in the lead, 15-8. We've played a minute here in the first quarter, or excuse me, second quarter.
Springville out rebounding Kingsley Pearson 10-9 at this point.
Yeager back over to Nahasel. Back over to Yeager. Top of the key. Lagerman, Maddie with the ball. This time, kicks over to Minster. Minster dribbles, top of the key. Megan. Back over to Wagerman. Maddie with the ball goes inside. It's blocked inside. There's that height advantage. And really, that's the first block inside for Hirschman. Otherwise, we've been able to shoot over her. And also, she has 5 points on the five of the 8 points for Kingsley Pearson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Orioles. The Panthers will take the ball at half court. Keck with the ball, setting up the offense. Springville will stay in their zone defense, 2-3 zone. Left side, Sitzman. Sitzman, she'll take a long three. Shot is up, too long, no good. Loose ball on the floor, and it's ran down by Keck. Kingsley Pearson, again with the ball. They'll get a second chance. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a foul, though, reaching in. I believe it will be called against Megan. That'll be Wagman's first one.
That was a 10th three-point attempt already by Kingsley Pearson.
Yeah.
One for 10. Springville's attempted only one from three-point range, both playing against zones.
Sub will come in for Springville. And checking in, number 42. That is Nicole Kane. She is a freshman this year. Inbounds for Kingsley Pearson. Panthers with the ball. Another three-pointer. Too long, no good. And rebounded by Yeager. Yeager kicks it over to Kane. Kane with the ball, baseline. Tries to go inside. Jimmy knocked out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Panthers. It'll stay with the Orioles.
Kane dribbled into a kind of a no-win situation there on the baseline, and Kingsley Pearson almost got the steal.
Maddie Wagerman.
Real fortunate to keep the ball.
Maddie will take the ball out. Kicks back over to Kane, and that'll be a traveling. Nahasel tried to shuffle the feet a little bit too much before she drove into the paint. That'll be a turnover.
To her credit, she was trying to make a ball fake, but she moved her pivot. But
she did. Yep. 5:10 to go before halftime. 15-8. Still looking for our first basket here in the second quarter. We led 15-5 after the first quarter. Sitzman. Back over to Bailey. Here's another long three. Yes. Three-pointer by number 33. That is Rachel Mercer. That's her second three here in the quarter. It's a 15-11 game. Springville still with a four-point lead. They're led by 10 after the first quarter, 15-5. Down low to Wagman. Maddie, shot is up. Yes, two. Maddie with her first basket of the second quarter. She has six. It's a 17-11 game. Right side over to Sitzman. Here's a long shot. No good by Hirschman. Rebounded, though, inside. Pulled down by Nahasel. To the right side over to Kane. Kane wants to run. Bounce pass. Not a good pass. Tried to go inside. Led her too far. Minster couldn't catch up with it. It'll be another turnover against the Orioles.
Springville just with the one bucket here in this quarter. Kingsley Pearson's hit the two threes by Mercer. She's got 61 of those on the season. So they've got to find her.
Harvey with the ball. Bounce pass. Back over to Keck. Keck looking. Goes inside. Turns, puts up the shot, in and out, no good, and rebounded by the Orioles. Boy, that was just point blank inside and hit both sides of the rim for the Panthers. Couldn't hit it.
Big rebound and by Maddie Wagerman, her first.
That'll be a foul against Brady Harvey. That'll be her first. And this will be a 1-1 as we'll go back to the line, shooting a 1-1. Riley Minster is at the line. She has 3 points, been to the line once already.
Addison Hirschman, the 6'2 sophomore for Kingsley Pearson, their leading scorer, has just one field goal so far, three free throws.
Riley makes the first one. She's 2-for-2 at the line, 4 points. Back to an 18-11 lead, looking for one more. Second free throw's up and missed it, no good. And rebounded by Kingsley Pearson. 3:51 to go before halftime, 18-11. Orioles with the lead, Panthers with the ball. Right side, over to Mercer. Mercer doesn't take the shot, back over to Keck. Over to Mercer, long three. And that is short, no good. And rebounded by Kane. The freshman with the ball. Back over to Wagerman. Maddie will take her time, brings it across the line. Back over to Kane. Bounce pass over to Nahazel. This time, kicks it to Menster. Tries to go inside, nothing there. Back over to Menster. Left side, good passing. Jaeger down low. Kane with the ball. Doesn't take the three. This time, Wagerman. Maddie looking. Bounce pass, Menster. This time, Wagerman, Maddie with the ball, goes inside. Here's a little hook shot, and nicely done on the left side, and Nahazel with the two, and she now has 7 points.
Real good move. The only thing I didn't like is she put the ball on the floor with her back to the basket. I'd like to see the move and then the dribble.
Yep. And now a whistle and a traveling and a turnover called against the Panthers. The Orioles have the chance to tack on to their lead, leading by 9, 20-11.
When a post player puts it on the floor with their back to the basket, they can be attacked by smaller players.
Sure.
So.
Timeout taken on the floor. Let's take a one-minute timeout as well. One-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here at Wells Fargo. Coming out of timeout, Orioles got a little sloppy and turned it over. Goes back over to the Panthers. 2:42 to go before halftime, 20-11. Springville with the lead. They've led all the way.
Springville with only three team fouls, but two are on senior Megan Wagerman, who's on the bench right now.
Panthers with the ball. Top the key. Over to Mercer. Right side over to Harvey. Harvey, an NBA three shots, is up and no good. It was short and rebounded by Nahazel.
Well, those long, quick threes are playing into the hands of Springville.
They are. Wagerman. Down low over to Menster. Menster doesn't take the shots. Back over. And there's going to be nearly a steal, but he goes out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Kingsley Pearson.
That was Nahazel's seventh rebound already. And on the other side, Hirschman, the 6'2 player for Kingsley Pearson, has seven. So interesting duel between the two posts.
Abby Sitzman and Madison Goodwin will check back in for the Panthers. Orioles with the ball in the lead. Lead by 9, 20-11. The biggest lead of the game so far.
Kingsley Pearson has gone man for man.
Menster goes up strong, draws the foul. She goes to the line shooting two. Riley's been at the line twice already. She's 2 for 3.
80% free throw shooter, so you like her chances.
Absolutely.
Hirschman on the bench right now for Kingsley Pearson, so this is a chance for Springville to try and attack the basket.
First free throw's up and good.
As I say that, Hirschman returns.
Hirschman back in the game. Having a seat will be Allison Bailey. Second free throw for Menster. Free throw's up, and that one is no good, too long. And rebounded by the Panthers. 10-point lead, biggest lead of the game here in the first half. 21-11, Springville with the lead. Panthers with the ball. Looks like she traveled. And they're going to call a foul inside instead.
I believe it's on Menster. Nope.
No, it's going to be on
Payne.
Oh, Nicole Kane. Okay. All right, that'll be her first. Team foul number four.
So Springville's been
foul.
In the 2-3 zone all the way. Excuse me, Jeff.
Seems to work for them pretty good. Inbounds underneath their own baskets. Gets it in over to Sitzman. Sitzman dribbles. Again, staying in that zone for the Orioles. Gets it out. Here's another three-point attempt. Shot is up and good. Three-pointer by Rachel Mercer. Rachel is the only one that's hit the threes for the Panthers. She has three of them here in the second quarter. Bounce pass over to Jaeger. Jaeger dribbles out of the corner. Top of the key is Kane. Kane right side over to Wagerman. Maddie with the ball. Dribbles. Top of the key, right side. Kane Left-hander puts it up. Short, no good. Fights for the rebound. And pulled down by the Panthers. Panthers with the ball. Orioles will get back on defense. Here's a drive inside. Puts up the shot. And two by Addison Hirschman. Hirschman's first basket of the second quarter. She has 7 points. And two quick baskets back-to-back by Kingsley Pearson. Putting a three. It's a five-point lead, 21-16.
And this is a little bit like the regional final game Springville had with Montezuma. They got a big lead early, and then Montezuma started making threes. Springville's got to find the three-point shooters.
Inside, puts up the shot. Nicely done by Springville. And Nahasel finishes off with a left-handed shot inside. And it's a 23-16 ball game. Counting down, under a minute to go here in the halftime.
There's Mercer again.
The three. Mercer, got to get on her. She's got four of those here in the second quarter. Long pass right in front of us. 35 seconds of counting before halftime. Right side over to Jaeger. Back over to Wagerman. She'll take the shot baseline. Yes. Two-pointer, Maddie Wagerman.
Springville's made four field goals in a row here, 4 for 4.
She's got 8 points, 26-19. Half courts. This pass goes down low, and it's stolen away by the Orioles. Orioles, they want to run. Got a two-on-one break. Bounce pass. Not a good pass, but we recover. And now it's going to be traveling, though, inside. Well, we had a breakaway there, Danny, but the pass was a little bit too far behind the teammate.
They had two on one, and Mester is a very, very unselfish player, maybe too unselfish at times.
8 seconds to go before halftime. Kingsley Pearson with the ball, right side. Counting down, 3 seconds. Slapped away, and Orioles come up with the steal. That'll count if it goes, and it will not. We played a half with the score. Springville 25, Kingsley Pearson 19 here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Let's go ahead and take a 90-second break. A 90-second timeout. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Welcome back to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on 106.3 KZIA HD3 Iowa City and 107.5 KZIA HD4 Cedar Rapids. Jeff Downing along with Denny Gettle this afternoon. We're at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Halftime score, Springville led all the way, and they're leading at halftime by the score of 25-19 over Kingsley Pearson. Springville got off to a great start as they hit their first three shots, including right off the bat, they controlled the tip. They scored within 3 seconds of the first quarter, off to a 2-0 start, and they have led from start to finish here in the first half. One thing also for the Panthers, for Kingsley Pearson, they have been shooting a lot of three-point attempts, and so far they have hit, I believe, four of them, and all four have come from Rachel Mercer. They've even attempted a couple of them from the NBA range. That's not working for them. And Springville If they want to shoot from the NBA range, Springfield's going to let them because they're not hitting those. But right now, looking at our scoring, according to my sheet anyway, and I think Danny's got the computer in front of him as well, but Megan Weigerman with 3 points, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Also, Riley Menster, she has 5 points, and 3 for 5 at the free throw line. Maddie Weigerman has 8 points, 2 for 2 at the line. And Michaela Nahasel with 9 points. She's the leading scorer, playing very well inside. And again, Michaela standing at 5'10", going up against the 6'2 center of Addison Hirschman. And so far, she's held her own ground. She has 9 points here in the first half, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. And for a team that's only shooting 56% for the season at the free throw line, Springville is doing well. Again, 1 for 2 for Megan, 3 out of 5 for Riley, 2 for 2 for Maddie, and 1 for 2 at Michaela. So they're shooting more than 56% at the free throw line. On the other side for the Panthers, for Kingsley Pearson, really only two girls have scored. 12 points for Rachel Mercer, and she had 4 threes in the second quarter. And Addison Hirschman, the tall center inside, she has 7 points and 3 for 4 at the free throw line. Scoring by quarters, 15 points for Springville in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, and for Kingsley Pearson, 5 points in the first quarter and 14 points in the second quarter. What else do you think, Denny? So far, so good.
Shooting percentages, Springville is 9 out of 17. 52%, 53%, really taking the ball to the basket well. They've only taken 1 3-point attempt, 0 for 1 from 3. Kingsley Pearson, on the other hand, is 6 out of 25 and 4 for 16 from 3-point range. All four of those made by Mercer. They've got to find her, but really nobody else has heard them from the outside. As you mentioned, only two players have scored for Kingsley Pearson, and yet they have pretty good balance coming in, so look for Allison Bailey and Marina Keck maybe to get going in the second half if they're going to have a chance to win. Rebounding, it's a even at 15 all. Kingsley Pearson has 7 offensive boards in those 15. Sometimes, as I mentioned, often you can get rebounds offensively against zones, and Springfield, of course, has been in the 2-3 zone entirely. 15 rebounds for Springville, 3 of those offensive. The turnover battle, 10 for Kingsley Pearson, 11 for Springville. The largest lead in the half was 10 points by Springville. And that was in the first quarter right near the end.
Right.
And then the free throws, as you mentioned, 7 for 11 for Springville, 64%, 3 out of 4. 75%, about the season average for Kingsley Pearson. So Springville taking the ball to the basket and getting to the line, being rewarded for that. Really, all in all, a pretty good half, especially considering that Megan Weigerman was on the bench quite a bit of that time. Let's see what her playing minutes were. She played only 11 minutes in that first half.
Sure.
So they get her back on the floor with their 2 fouls, and if she stays away from that 3rd foul, it'll help them a lot.
I'm a little surprised that Kingsley Pearson doesn't go down low even more. They're shooting a lot of threes, but when you're standing 6'2 and 5'10, 5'11 inside, they have had some shots inside, and some have fallen, not many, but I would think they would go down there even more.
Well, the places you try to attack a 2-3 zone are on the wings, the free throw line extended, and Kingsley Pearson's tried to do that, and that's where they've made their threes. The other place we normally attack a 2-3 is in the free throw line area. You try and get a high post in there, because that makes a 2-3, makes some commitments, and opens up some areas on the baseline. I really think Springville's done a pretty good job defensively rebounding in that 2-3 zone so far. But Hirschman had some nerves early. She missed some close-in shots early, and she's starting to get her feet under her. So they've got to keep an eye on Hirschman on the inside. And as I mentioned, I think Bailey and Keck, you got to believe they're going to get in track here at some point. Springville's got to keep attacking, get some steals. Menster, I just think, is a tremendous basketball player, and the ball needs to be in her hands as much as possible.
So the 2-3 zone is a good zone when you're playing somebody that's taller than you are down low.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the defense that Coach Sanderson's committed to. That's been their defense all year, and I don't think it's going to change. But you still, in the zone, you've got to find the shooters, and at this point right now, that's Mercer. They got to know where number 33 is because she's hurt them.
Do you think they'll possibly put assign somebody to her, or they kind of move the zone around and try to just get on her a little bit more?
Well, I think they will need to be aware of her, and she hurt them at a time when Wagaman was not on the floor.
That's true.
And
yep.
I think the senior leadership will recognize that. Menster also will recognize that. So, as Coach Sanderson mentioned to me before the broadcast. He has not been able to get a lot of production out of his bench, and so the foul situation is critical for them. They got to keep their starters on the floor.
Right now, again, our halftime score, Springfield 25 and Kingsley Pearson 19. Let's go ahead and take another 90-second break. 90-second timeout. We'll be back, and we'll have our second half is going to be starting up here in about 3.5 minutes. So let's go ahead and take a 90-second break. You're listening to Girls State High School Basketball here on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck. And pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials for veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders. It's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Jeff Downing and Coach Danny Gettle. Glad to be with you this afternoon as we're at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, Class 1A, our first of seven teams that we are covering for the state tournaments. Springville leading at halftime, 25-19. Later on tonight, we'll have coverage of West Branch. They will be facing Unity Christian. Their game is scheduled tonight at 8:30. Myself and Coach Gettle will be back here again tonight. Tomorrow, Iowa City Regina in action tomorrow morning against Manson Northwest Webster. That game starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And Brent Balbinant and Eric Peterson have that call. Also, Pocahontas area will face Mount Vernon also tomorrow morning at 11:45. We'll have that call as well. And then Center Point Urbana will face Mid Prairie tomorrow afternoon at 3:15. And the other two teams will be covering as well. Marion is in action on Wednesday at 11:45 against Harlan. And Lindbar will face Indianola also on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30. So a lot of teams from our area, Denny, that are in action up here at State Basketball Tournament. And so far, so good. Springville looking good here in the first half, leading 25-19.
Well, in case you missed it, the first two games, they start at 10 in the morning down here most days of the week. And this morning at 10, Turkey Valley, the undefeated number one seeded team, survived against Mount Air 55-51. I believe Turkey Valley's first ever appearance at state, so it was successful. And then the tournament experienced Burlington Notre Dame team, the champ 2 years ago, and were here last year. They came from behind and beat a game Lansing Key team 56-44, controlled the stretch. Talk about good free throw shooting. Burlington Notre Dame, she's 76% as a team, and that really paid off down the stretch as they protected their lead.
And they hit a couple threes towards later in the fourth quarter, too, and able to pull away to win their opening game as well.
Springville trying to get to the semis. They were there a year ago. In fact, they got to the championship.
Sardi, here we go. Underway here in the second half. Jeff Downing along with Denny Gettle. Glad to be with you this afternoon. As Springville will start on defense, leading 25-19. Biggest lead was by 10. At one time, they led 21-11. Kingsley Pearson with the ball. And here's a shot up and in and out, no good. And pulled down by Nahasel.
And right away, a skip pass over to Mercer on the wing. And that ball seemed like it was in and then came back out.
Nahasel with the ball in the paint, turns on the left side, and nicely done by Michaela. Michaela continues with a solid game. She has the first basket of the second half.
Springville very workmanlike on offense.
27-19. Just underway. We've played a minute here in the first quarter. Third quarter, second half. Right side down low. Over to Hirschman. Hirschman will take the jumper. Baseline. No good. And rebounded. Pulled down by Wagaman. Megan with the ball. Megan didn't play too much in the first half. She got into foul problems. Get her back in the flow again. She has 3 points. Nahasel with the ball. To the left side. Over to Jaeger. Back over to Nahasel. Nahasel will dribble at the free throw line. Right side over to Menser. Menser baseline jumper is up and no good. And rebounded by the Panthers. Orioles have to get back on defense. Panthers with the ball. Picks up her dribble right in front of us. Top of the key. Mercer. Shot is up. No good. Fight for the rebound. I believe it's going to be touched lasso by Nahasel. It'll stay with the Panthers.
Had pretty good position. But was sandwiched between two Panthers. Kingsley Pearson comes away with the credit for a team offensive rebound.
Springville will stay on defense. Inbounds play. Down low over to Keck. Shot is up in the paint and a foul inside. And going to the line shooting two will be Allison Bailey. And Michaela will be called for her second foul. Only 4 fouls were committed in the first half for Springville, so nobody's in foul trouble. First free throw's up and good by Bailey. That's her first point of the game.
But Oriole fans still get pretty nervous even on a second foul by Nahasel because she is critical to their chances.
Second free throw's up and good. Made them both. Bailey's 2 for 2. She has 2 points.
First 2 of the game for her.
27-21, 6-point lead for Springville with the lead and the ball in the backcourt. Megan brings it across the line. Back over to Michaela. Michaela to the left side, double team, bounce pass, this time to Menster. Menster dribbles once, goes inside, over to, puts it up, and what a body. And it's going to be blocked, though, and that'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with Springville.
She got double teamed once she got the ball in there. Menster had an open alley to the basket. Kingsley Pearson started man for man this half, not the 2-3 that they started the game
inside
in.
And draws a foul inside and goes to the line shooting 2, I believe, will be Riley Menster. Didn't mean to interrupt you there, Denny, but that was
there's a lot of action. You got to take over.
Yeah. It was as soon as they got the ball to take it out of bounds, it was just a quick pass. They got it in and drew the foul. Free throws up and no good. Riley, so far here in the ball game, she is 3 out of 6.
And she's an 80% shooter, so we need to get her going.
Second free throw. That one's up and made that one. 4 out of 7 at the line. 6:08 to go, third quarter. 28-21, 7-point lead for Springville. Right side, over to Keck. Keck with the ball, bounce pass, sent to Bailey. Now she loses a handle on it, loose ball, goes up, puts up the shot though, picked it up, and Bailey with 2. Her first basket, she has 4 after a couple free throws.
Only the third Panther to score a field goal in this game.
28-23, right side, over to Jaeger. Down low, over to Wagaman. Megan with the ball, cross-court pass, 3-pointer. Shot is up, yes! Three-pointer.
Good things happen when number 22 touches the ball. That's Riley Menster.
Menster with a 3 for the sophomore. 31-23, back to an 8-point lead. Right side, Mercer with the ball. Mercer got to stay on her. She has 4 threes in the second quarter. Mercer looks at the 3. Good defense that time. Down low, over to Hirschman. Hirschman dribbles. Here's a 3-pointer. Shot is up. And up and no good. Rebounded. Pulled down by Nahasel.
Jaeger, actually.
She timed that rebound better than Hirschman. Hirschman actually had better. Hirschman actually had better inside, but she ended up jumping too quick. Here's another shot up. Puts it up, and she'll draw the foul. Going to the line, shooting 2 is Nahasel. Yeah, Hirschman had inside position is what I want to say, but she ended up jumping too quick as the ball hit the rim. One too many times, and Michaela was able to pull down that rebound.
Spin move by Nahasel there draws the second foul on Hirschman, so they're even, the two big players.
Free throws up and no good. Right now, Michaela's 1-for-3 at the line. Hirschman with her second foul.
And she's just a 31% free throw shooter.
Got a pretty good form.
Got to work on that part of her game.
Yeah. Free throws up. Made that one. Shooting 50% for the game. 2-for-4 for Michaela. She's scored in all three quarters so far. 4:50 to go. Third quarter. Back to a 9-point lead. 32-23. Springville. Back on defense. Here's a long. They're going to call a three. Nope. Up and no good. And pulled down. Rebounded by Yeager.
Ball good position back. Again.
Blackman with the ball. Maddie picks up her dribble. Back over to Nahazel. Top of the key is Yeager. Right side over to Minster. Bounce pass inside. Goes up strong. And they'll draw the foul. And again, going to the line. This time, Alyssa Yeager will go to the line. She'll shoot two.
And a good entry pass there by Megan Wagaman. That's senior leadership. And now on most of the time down here in this 2-3 zone with Mercer's side of the floor, we have the Wagaman sisters, and they present some defensive challenges for her.
First free throw's up and good by Alyssa. Alyssa with her first point of the game. She doesn't score that much. Only averages 4 points a game throughout the season.
And this will be the 17th free throw attempt for Springville to just 6 for the Panthers.
30-second timeout taken. We'll keep it here as Alyssa Yeager will have a second free throw after the timeout.
That's the second timeout taken by Kingsley Pearson. A third, actually. They're down to two. And Springville yet to take one.
Springville leading 33-23. They have led by 10. Also in the first half. See if they get their biggest lead of the ballgame after the second free throw.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Jeff, but in the second half, it seems like Kingsley Pearson's Coach Goodwin's message at halftime was get the ball inside. Maybe we can go inside and back out, but almost every time down, they've gotten the ball into the paint.
I'll agree with that. And they haven't, what, they taken one or two three-pointers so far?
Yeah, but they're doing it on an inside-out situation. That's your best chance to make a three.
Already after the timeout, Alyssa Yeager at the line. Second free throw. Takes her time. Free throws up and good. Biggest lead of the ball game at 11. It's a 34-23 game. Springville with the lead. Back on defense. Staying in the 2-3 zone defense. Sitzman with the ball. Right side. Down low over to Goodwin. Back to Sitzman. Goodwin. Take the three-pointer. Shot is up. Yes, three-pointer.
And we think that is the coach's daughter.
She hits her first basket. Madison Goodwin with a three. 34-26.
She's a 5'8 freshman.
Right side, down low. Cross-court pass. Looking to go inside. Nothing there. Top of the key is Minster. Minster dribbles. Bounce pass. Down the corner. Over to Wagaman. Maddie with the ball. Dribbles top. Back to Yeager. Inside. Turns. Puts up the shot by Nahazel. Short. No good. And rebounded by the Panthers. Orioles will get back on defense. They'll stay in their zone defense at 2-3. 3:35 to go. Third quarter. 34-26, 8-point lead for Springville. Winner moves into the semifinals coming up on a Thursday. Right side. Goes inside. Panthers with the ball. Tries to dish it off inside and stole away. Quick hands. Yeager comes up with the ball. Long pass. Nobody's down there except Nahazel. Nahazel by herself, and she missed it. Nobody even on her. Gets her own rebound, though, and puts it on the other side. Almost too easy for Michaela.
And Springville exactly 50% for the game from the field, and she was 50% on those two uncontested drives.
Absolutely. Back to a 10-point lead, 36-26. Shot is up, no good. And rebounded. Pulled down by Minster. Minster wants to run. A one-on-two break. She'll slow things down. Goes back over. Here's a shot by Niles. Yes. Michaela with two more.
From the free throw line, she needs to remember that shot when she's got a free throw.
And the biggest lead for the Orioles at 12 points, 38-26. Right side over to Keck. This time down the corner to Hirschman. Hirschman will take the three-pointer. The left-hander puts it up. It's long, no good. And the Orioles with the rebound. They want to run. Loose ball down four. Puts up the shot and two more. And Ryland Minster with another basket. It's a big run for the Orioles and a timeout taken on the floor. Timeout taken by the Panthers, a full timeout. Let's take a timeout as well. 30-second break, 30-second timeout. You're listening to girls high school basketball here at the state tournament on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Full ball, full timeout taken by Kingsley Pearson and Coach Nicole Goodwin after running off six straight.
This is a really nice lead for Springville right now. They got to protect and see if they can use their experience to do that. Amazing stats here. Kingsley Pearson has just 3 2-point field goals in the entire game, one each quarter.
So they got more threes than twos.
Yep.
And Springville with the biggest lead of 14, 40 to 26. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Back in action, staying in that zone defense. Kingsley Pearson with the ball. Orioles, again, in their zone, 2-3. Good defense. They're coming up on the three-point shots this time. Kicks it over to the left side, over to Keck. Down low, and a steal.
There's Minster.
Yep, and nearly a steal. And now it's going to be, boy, that's going to be a blocking foul, but that's one of those hustle fouls, as Minster will be called. Riley nearly got the steal.
And Marina Keck, the all-time career leading scorer, who hasn't scored in this game, I don't think, yet, for Kingsley Pearson, kind of got the ball back there.
Quick hands again, loose ball, but picked up by Sitzman. Sitzman will take the three-pointer. Shot is up, almost an air ball, no good. Rebounded, though, puts it up, and wow, it's going to be a foul inside.
Allison Bailey working hard, especially this half.
So Bailey will go to the line, shooting two.
Coach Sanderson takes a lot of pride, as do his team, in moving the ball and on offense. And they, if you'll notice, they do very little dribbling. And I've heard that he set some of those offensive half-court patterns to music.
Was that right? Yeah.
On videos.
Wow. Free throws up and good. Made them both.
And, boy, you do appreciate it at watching this team. They move the ball well.
Bailey hits both of them. And Chrissy Hoagland has checked in. She is actually the one that committed the foul. First time she's been in the ball game. It's a 40-28, 12-point lead for Springville. Springville with the ball. Setting up the offense. Minster, top the key, gives it to Yeager. Left side, Kane. Kane will dribble, the freshman, top the key. Hands it off this time over to Minster. Minster is going to be, you have a foul before the shot, I believe.
Well, it looked like she might have gotten away with a walk, an extra step there, but drew the foul. Minster loves to pick up all the basket.
Allison Bailey will be called for her first foul.
Nahazel back in there. Hoagland has been used to spell Nahazel two or three times.
Absolutely.
Very short stretches.
All righty, so Nahazel back in. Bounce pass inside, puts up the shot, and another foul inside. As again, Springville's done well to go inside and draw the fouls, and going to the line shooting two will be Yeager.
Nice out-of-bounds play. And, you know, Yeager's kind of the unspoken hero of this team. She doesn't draw a lot of the attention, but talking to Coach Sanderson before the game, said she'd score a lot more points on a lot of other teams.
Free throws up and good. Yeah, she's only averaging 4 points a game. And right now she has 3 points on all three free throws.
Solid, unselfish player.
She is. Sophomore this year. Second free throw's up, and that one's good. Made them both. You know, as a sophomore that stands at, I got her at 5'11".
Yeah.
She may not be done growing yet. Here's a long three. Shot is up. Yes. Three-pointer.
Guess who?
Yep. Rachel Mercer.
Her fifth of the game.
Fifth.
They've got to find her.
42-31. Springville with the lead and the ball. Here's a shot up. And up and no good by Yeager. Rebounded by Kingsley Pearson. Panthers with the ball. Orioles get back on defense. Goes inside. Turns. Shot is up and in and out. No good. Had a good look at it. Now with the ball, it's going to be a jump ball. Again, going inside to Hirschman. Hirschman had a little hook shot and just in and out.
And Hirschman, the sophomore, 6'2 sophomore, she moves well out there, but she's just had trouble getting on track today. Yes. And Springville hopes that continues for another 8 minutes plus.
Quarter and a half, yep. Orioles with the ball and the lead, leading 42-31. Springville. Weigemann back over to Nahasel. Right side, goes down low inside. Nothing there. Bounce over to Nahasel and 2 points. Well, boy, some excellent passing on that play.
Great ball movement. Tough for our announcer to keep track.
He was.
Keep up with.
Yeah. Shot is up, air ball, no good. Rebounded, though, by Hirschman. It's partially blocked, no good. And the Orioles with the ball. They'll slow things down. Cross-court pass, brings it across the line. And shot is up, and no good. We play three. After three, Springville leading Kingsley Pearson 44-31. Let's take a one-minute break, one-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls State High School Basketball on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stalker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women. The perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands, along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament at Wells Fargo Arena. Jeff Downing along with Coach Zanighetto as we start the fourth quarter. Springville leading 44-31. Leading score so far, Michaela Nahasel with 18 points going into the fourth quarter. Shot is up by Kingsley Pearson, up and no good. Second shot is up and two by Hirschman. Hirschman's first basket of the second half.
She got her own rebound on her first missed shot.
44-33. Now here's a turnover by the Orioles, and they turn it right back. Orioles get the ball in the backcourt.
Kingsley Pearson's pressure having a little effect there.
Menster with the ball. Top the key over to Yeager, setting up the offense. Kicks it over to the left side, over to Wagman.
Kingsley Pearson back in the zone.
Maddie. This time over to Wagman. Megan with the ball. Goes inside, turns. Tough shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Another shot up and two by Nahasel. Michaela now with 20 points in the afternoon.
Kind of a replay of what happened at the other end.
She has scored in all four quarters, and traveling as getting the ball was Keck, and she ended up falling down. That'll be a turnover. Goes back over to the Orioles. Leading by 13, 46-33. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Winner will play the winner of Exira and Nua Fonda coming up on Thursday. So far, Springville with a 13-point lead. Played a solid game here this afternoon.
Springville shooting 54% to 24% for Kingsley Pearson through three.
Right side over to Yeager. Down low. Goes inside. Again, good passing puts up, and they'll draw the foul inside. Again, one thing really been impressive is just the ball movement we've seen today, Denny.
Unselfish play and good ball movement, as I alluded to with Coach Sanderson, loves that passing without dribbling.
So going to the line shooting two will be Alyssa Yeager. Again, Alyssa's has 4 points, make it five, all five at the free throw line. She's only taken a couple shot attempts. Doesn't score much, only
about
4 points.
She's a 67% free throw shooter, I believe.
Second free throw. That one's up and missed that one. No good.
That jinxed her.
It goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch though by the Orioles. Back to the Panthers. 47-33. 14-point lead.
Springville with a 26-22 edge and rebounding. They had a good third quarter.
Kingsley Pearson with the ball to the left side. Staying in that zone defense all the way for the Orioles. Goes inside. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by the Panthers. Goes inside. Partially blocked and counted.
Allison Bailey having a good second half.
Foul be called against Alyssa Yeager. That'll be her first foul. And Bailey going to the line shooting one.
And the first time in the game, Kingsley Pearson has two-point field goals in a quarter, two this quarter so far.
Been mainly three. He's been launching a lot of three-point attempts. Free throws up and missed it. No good. He's going to have a line violation. That'll be against the Panthers.
Hirschman struggling and just trying too hard. Got in there too quick that time.
Inbounds for the Orioles. Full court press by the Panthers. Orioles with the ball. Menster brings it across the line. Back over to Wagerman. Goes inside. Bounce pass inside. Another shot up and two.
Great ball movement again.
Nahasel finishes things off with a two on the left side. It's a 49-35 ball game. 14-point lead. Goes inside again. Shot is up and in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball. Picked up, though, by Kingsley Pearson. Kicks it over. And nearly a steal. Now loose on the floor again. Still, and it'll roll out of bounds. Back it goes to the Orioles.
Well, that was a 12th offensive rebound by Kingsley Pearson. But, honestly, they don't have a lot of second-chance points out of it.
Full court press. Orioles with the ball. Menster. Cross
three
the
on
line.
Two.
Yep. Back over to Yeager. Top the key is Megan Wagerman. This time over to Maddie. Maddie will dribble. Back over. Gives it to Yeager. Inside. Shot is up. And two more for Michaela Nahasel.
How was that ball movement?
Hardly touched the floor, did it?
Great job.
A few dribbles. Otherwise, just keep passing. Look for the open man.
One time down, it's Yeager to Nahasel. Next time, it's Nahasel to Yeager for a bucket.
Three-pointer. Shot is up. Yes. Three-pointer by Madison Goodwin. Madison with her second three of the game.
That, we believe, is the coach's daughter.
I think so.
The freshman.
Yep, the freshman. Now, bounce pass over to Wagerman. Nahasel goes down low. Loose ball on the floor. And it's going to be a timeout taken on the floor. Boy, a quick timeout. It'll be a full timeout.
Yeah, I'm not sure they had team control of the basketball at the time the timeout was called.
An injured player also. An injured player on Kingsley Pearson.
Is it Bailey?
I think it is. She was one that hustled
Allison
for it.
Bailey.
Yeah, Allison Bailey. Yeah.
Coach Goodwin out to help her off the floor.
Taking their time. We'll keep it here at this time.
And walking under her own power.
Well, she hustled for that loose ball. And she must have just came down wrong as two girls did hit the floor. Right now it's 51-38. Springville with the lead. They took the timeout as well. 4:55 to go in the ball game. And, again, Kingsley Pearson hitting some threes. But, boy, they have launched a lot of attempts as well. Have they hit 30 attempts yet?
7 for 27 from three. And just 5 out of 17 from two. Springville shooting 56% for the game. They're just 1 out of 3 from three-point range. That's not a huge weapon in their arsenal normally. Kingsley Pearson, 27.3%. Free throw line. Kingsley Pearson, 7 for 8, but Springville's been there 21 times, made 14. Rebounding 26-24, Springville.
Who made the three? I didn't write that one down. I gave him a two. Does it say on there? Do you see it?
It doesn't.
It doesn't say. Okay. 1 for 3 at the three-point line.
I think it might have been one of the Wagamans.
Okay. Tardy. Let's get back into action. Orioles with the ball after the timeout.
It was Megan Wagerman.
Megan? Okay. She had a three. Sorry. Top of the key is Yeager. Bounce pass. Looking to go down inside. Nothing there. Maddie with the ball. Right side over to Megan. Wagerman inside over to Maddie, and now it's going to be just out of bounds, knocked out of bounds by the defense. It'll stay with Springville.
My guess is Coach Sanderson emphasized just move the ball till you get a really good shot. We've got the lead. No sense hurrying here.
Shot is up and drawing the foul. Nahasel will go to line shooting two. Foul's called number 25, Madison Goodwin. That'll be her second foul.
Nahasel has a lot of good moves on the inside.
She
I
does.
Think she still needs to, she's still a young growing girl, but still needs to work on her footwork in there a little bit.
First free throws up and no good. One thing I've noticed, she shoots right-handed, but she does very well on those layups on the left side.
Use either hand around the basket very well.
Second free throw is up, and Michaela missed them both, no good, but rebound. It goes up high. Menster with the rebound. She'll set up the offense.
Leaper.
She did. Right side. top of the key, over nearly at half court. Menster and also Yeager. Hands it off, gives it to Maddie. Bounce pass, back over to Megan. This time over to Yeager. Inside to Nahazel. Kicks it back out, doesn't take the shots. Three-pointer, shot is up, in and out, no good. And rebounded by Kingsley Pearson.
Hirschman.
Menster had a good look at it, just couldn't get it to fall. Quickly down floor, it's going to be another foul. It's going to be on the floor, non-shooting foul.
Again, Springville with great ball movement in that last possession. Every girl touched the ball not only once, but most of them twice.
Yeah, Minster missed a shot, but she had a wide open shot. Just good movement. Took some time off the clock as well. 3:35 to go in the ball game. It's a 51-38 game. Shot is up. Yes, three-pointer. Three-pointer by Madison Goodwin. That's her third three. Second one in the fourth quarter.
Another deep threat for Kingsley Pearson. They're only down 10. A lot of long way to go here.
Ways to go, yep. Maddie with the ball. Cross-court pass. Gives it to Menster. Cross-court again. Over to Maddie. Top the key. This time over to Riley. Menster with the ball. Menster. And a steal. Bad pass. Here's a breakaway. See if they let her go. They will. They'll let her go. And she missed the layup. Goodwin had a wide-open layup. It wasn't even contested. And she got just... almost, she just put it up too easy is what she did. Yep. Instead of being strong with it.
A freshman and their first time in on this floor. I'd hate to keep pounding on that factor, but it's definitely a factor.
So after the missed layup, Weigman got the rebound, and she ended up drawing the foul.
Well, that's big because that could have cut it to 8. Instead, yep. Springville a chance to push it to 12 here with a couple free throws. A 1-on-1, I believe.
Free throws up, and that one is short, no good. So Megan missed a free throw. We've missed three in a row. 3:15 to go in the ballgame. 51-41, 10-point lead by Springville. Kingsley Pearson with the ball, staying in the zone defense for the Orioles. Drives inside, hit the paints, and it's stripped away. Here's another shot, though, up and good. Marina Keck. Keck with her first basket of the game.
Kingsley Pearson playing with some urgency right now and getting production.
There's a bad pass. It's going to be a turnover. Back it goes over to Kingsley Pearson. Orioles led by as many as 14. Lead has been cut down to 8. 51-43 after the turnover. It goes back over to the Panthers.
Springville has four timeouts left to just one for Kingsley Pearson.
Pearson with the ball. Keck goes inside, turns, puts up the shot, and two by Hirschman.
And the Panther crowd getting excited behind us. They're getting more out of their full court press all of a sudden as well.
Another bad pass. And it goes back over to the Panthers. Some reason we're having trouble with this full court press. We broke it all the way through the first three quarters, yeah. Benny.
18 fouls on Kingsley Pearson, 5 on Springville. But the problem right now is Kingsley Pearson has the ball only down 6.
Goes inside, kicks it back out. Looks at the 3, doesn't take it. Top the key. Is Goodwin. This time over to Keck. Right side. Looks at the shot. Doesn't take it. Goodwin. And a traveling call. Good call by the ref.
Nervous right feet in there.
Yeah. Hirschman got the ball. Wasn't sure what to do with it. She ended up shuffling the feet. So that'll be a turnover and a timeout. Good timeout, I think, taken by the Orioles.
Yeah, I've been waiting for one here for a minute or two, but he's got that backlog of 4 timeouts, yep. And he's using them wisely right here.
This is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, 51-45. 6-point lead for Springville. They've led by as many as 14. They led at halftime also, 25-19, led by 6 at halftime.
Well, the two big things that have to happen, Springville's got to handle this full-court press that Kingsley Pearson's put on them. And the other thing is hopefully they'll get to the line. You got to make free throws. In this situation, when we're up 6 with 2.5 minutes to go, 2:17 actually.
Right now, Kingsley Pearson has outscored Springville here in the fourth quarter. We've only scored 6 points here in the fourth, whereas a couple of threes by Goodwin and also a basket by 4 other players as well. So it's been a good fourth quarter for the Panthers. Springville, we need a basket here. Our lead has shrunk down to 6, 51-45. Still in the backcourt. Now you get across the line this time. We break the full court press. Menster with the ball. Top of the key over to Wagman. Megan will dribble. Back over to Menster. Menster over to Yeager at half court. Will dribble. Hands it off. Gives it to Maddie. Maddie dribbling. Hands it off. Now a foul. Reaching in foul.
Springville might have gotten a break on that backcourt because it was 217 at the start. And when I looked up when they crossed the line, it was 206.
So oh, really?
Yeah. They might have gotten a break there.
Kind of a slow count by the officials. One and one. Free throws up and missed it. No good.
Struggling at the line a little bit. That's their last one and one. They'll be double bonus from here out, but needed that one.
Mercer with the ball. Bounce pass over to Keck. Keck doesn't take the shots. Goes inside. Turns. Here's a shot. Looks like two more.
Allison Bailey.
Allison Bailey. Bailey now with 10 points. It's a four-point lead by Springville, 51-47. Their 14-point lead is gone down the four. Wagaman with the ball. Megan. And now another foul will be called. This will be a hand check foul.
And Megan will get to shoot two. As I said, the double bonus. She's a 59% free throw shooter.
Megan's 1-for-3 at the line today.
Four-point lead, 1:17 to go. A couple free throws here would be huge. But Springville has missed their last five free throw attempts.
Takes your time. First free throw's up and good.
That's the senior.
Megan now 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Second free throw. That one's up. That one's good. Made them both.
Megan Wagaman, the senior camp counselor of this youth movement at Springville. Four sophomores surround her.
Wagaman with 5 points. And it's a 53-47 game. Springville with the lead. Counting down to the 1 minute. Loose ball on the floor. And picked up by Kingsley Pearson. Baseline jumper. 14-footer. Yes. Rachel Mercer. Mercer with her first two-point basket. She's got 5 threes. Under a minute to go in the game. 53-49. Four-point lead by the Orioles. Another reaching in foul. Going back to the line will be Alyssa Yeager.
48.2 seconds as this clock moves painfully slowly for Springville and way too fast for the Panthers.
Yep. Yeager is 5 out of 6 at the line. She has 5 points. Has not made a field goal, but she's done well at the free throw line. First one's up and good.
She has made a lot of clutch plays.
She has.
None bigger than this. This is the final timeout being taken by Kingsley Pearson.
Timeout taken on the floor. We'll keep it here. 54-49, 5-point lead again for Springville.
Springville, the team ahead. This usually ends up happening, but this will be their 28th free throw attempt to just 8 for Kingsley Pearson. And before you start thinking about the officiating in that situation, remember the Springville's been ahead the whole way. Plus, they've been playing zone, and you don't foul as much in the zone.
No, you don't, do you? Not compared to the man-to-man. We haven't seemed to do anything except 2-3 zone today.
And if you go to the magic stat formula of quick stats, you will check Springville doesn't have many fouls this year. They have no player that averages even 2 fouls a game. This is remarkable when you only play 5 people most of the time.
That's right. But what do you think about the foul situation here? Just continue with the full-court press for the Panthers, something that obviously the Orioles are going to have to watch for.
Well,
they're going to do a quick
I'm sure what Coach Sanderson's reminding them is that they have 3 timeouts left. If you get hung up in a trap or something, get your timeout. But more than likely, Kingsley Pearson's not going to let him handle the ball very long anymore. Okay. They're going to be fouling and putting him at the line every time they get it.
Okay. Already back to the free throw line for the second free throw for Yeager. Second free throw is up, missed it, no good. Fight for the rebound, still loose, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Wow, and there's
like that matchup there.
There's 5-4 Minster, tied up 6-2 Hirschman, and the arrow points to Springville. Is that a huge play in this game?
Boy, and Hirschman had the inside track too. Alrighty, they're going to foul again, I think. Yep, they're going to foul.
Now, so Riley Minster with their little temporary free throw slump. Let's see if she can pull herself out of it here with two.
Minster's at the line. 1, 2, 3, 4. She's made 4 and missed 4. So 4 out of 8.
She's an 80% shooter on the season. So you like her chances here. She makes it first.
Second free throw for Minster. That was up. Missed it. No good. 1 for 2 at the line. 55-49, 6-point lead for Springville. Counting down, 30 seconds to go in the game. Goes inside, wild shots. And they're going to call a blocking foul, I believe.
And the ball got loose in the middle of the zone, yeah. And Keck got there first.
Foul be called against Michaela. That'll be her third. So Nahazel will pick up her third foul. But we're just at about a half a minute to go. First one's up and good.
That's just
her the line here.
Third point of the game, and she's the career scoring leader at Kingsley Pierce.
Second free throw. That one's up and in and out, no good. Rebound, though, puts up and draw the foul. Got it.
Oh, the worst possible thing for Springville.
Yeah.
Hirschman rebounds the missed free throw and gets fouled. Chance for three. She could cut the margin to two here.
So Kirschman's at the line. Hirschman with the free throw. Made it. And it's a 55-53 ball game. Just that fast. And another foul.
29.6 seconds.
Springville goes back to the line.
That was a four-point trip that time for Kingsley Pearson.
All righty, so going back to the line. Shooting two will be Riley Minster. Free throws up and good.
I'm guessing if Coach Sanderson had his choice of who he'd want at the line right now, he's got his choice.
I think so. Second one for Riley is up and made them both. Four-point lead, 57-53, 27 seconds and counting. Loose ball on the floor, still loose. Picked up by Kingsley Pearson. He's on the right side, three-pointer. Shot is up off the glass, no good. And rebounded by Wagerman. And another foul. And Megan will go to the line shooting two.
And it's looking good now for the Orioles. Four-point lead, shooting two, 17.6 to go. Kingsley Pearson's out of timeouts.
Bailey will
Springville still has three, excuse me.
Bailey picks up her second foul at the line, shooting two, Megan Wagerman. Megan is three out of five. Free throws up, short, no good. 57-53, four-point lead. Second one for Springville. That free throw's up. And good.
Hit the front rim and the board and fell back in. Ooh, Minster, be careful. Don't get a foul.
Keck with the ball. Keck. Top the key. Long three. Puts it up, no good. It's going to be out of bounds. Didn't hit anything. Back it goes to Springville with a 58-53 lead.
And the Oriole fans on the far side are whooping it up. They're feeling good now.
Bounce pass over to Minster. Minster will draw the foul again with 4.5 seconds to go. Looking pretty good, Denny.
You know, Springville went to state in volleyball this year. Most of these girls were on that team as well. That experience doesn't hurt them either. And there's a lot to be said for that. Unfortunately, around Iowa right now, too many girls are choosing between volleyball and basketball, and you can certainly do them both.
First one's up and good by Minster. Second free throw is up and made them both. Minster.
And Springville just staying by the team bench.
Three-pointer.
Letting Kingsley Pearson have a bucket here at the end.
That's a final. Springville will move on to the semifinals in Class 1A as they defeat Kingsley Pearson. Final score, Springville 60, Kingsley Pearson 53. Let's go and take one more timeout, one more break, and we'll wrap things up. You're listening to Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Life's been good. Basketball's been good. Springville was good. 60-53 winner this afternoon over Kingsley Pearson over the Panthers. And Springville will move into the semifinals as they wait to see who they play, as Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton will face Newell Fonda this afternoon. That game is scheduled at 3:15 this afternoon. Meanwhile, 7-point win for the Springville Orioles. Final score again, 60-53. As we look at our stats, and according to my stats anyway, leading scorer, Kayla Nahusel with 24 points, and Violet Minster with 15. And just a solid game, really just a solid team effort as well. We saw some great passing, even though Michaela had the points. It took a lot of passing before they got to her inside, and she was just able to score inside.
She was, and Springville in the half court was very good today. They had trouble with the press late in the game, and I'm sure these coaches of these two teams in the next game will look at that film or watch this game and will think about putting a little pressure on Springville, because they did have some trouble with that at the end. But in the end, Springville's excellent shooting, a little better ball handling, proved the difference, as a game Kingsley Pearson team really made a big comeback in that fourth quarter. I think they had a 22-point fourth quarter, and that was more the Kingsley Pearson that their fans saw all season, as they bow out with an outstanding record of 21-3.
Absolutely. So again, final score, Springville winners this afternoon over Kingsley Pearson, 60-53. And again, according to our sheet, Michaela had 24 points, 15 for Riley. I had 6 for Megan Wagerman, 6 for Alyssa Yeager, 8 points for Maddie Wagerman. And I think that's all I got so far.
Yep, no bench points for Springville.
Nope, on the other side, leading scorer goes to Rachel Mercer, 17 points. Five of those baskets were threes. She hit a 2 in the fourth quarter, 14 points for Addison Hirschman. And also 10 points for Allison Bailey, 3 points for Marina Keck, and 9 points for Madison Goodwin coming off the bench for the freshman. Again, just solid team effort by Springville. They move into the next round. That game will be held on Thursday morning at 11:45 back here in Des Moines. Anything else, Danny?
I just run through the stats here.
Yeah.
Springville with a great shooting game, 18 for 33, 54.5%.
Yeah.
Kingsley Pearson was 18 out of 54, 33.3%, after wallowing in the 20% range most of the game. And Springville was 1 out of 4 from 3. Kingsley Pearson, 8 out of a whopping 31 three-point attempts.
Wow.
And that was the Springville zone, just clogging up the middle, forcing Kingsley Pearson to take a lot of outside shots. Free throws, Kingsley Pearson 9 for 11, just didn't get there enough, 81.8%. Springville 23 out of 37, better than their season average at 62.2%. Springville out-rebounded the taller Kingsley Pearson team, 31-29. Turnovers about even, 15 for Springville, 16 for KP. The biggest lead of the game was Springville's 16-point lead. Kingsley Pearson never led in the game. And, it was a good effort. You can point to some heroics of all 5 starters for Springville. Everybody had their moments, and that's what makes for a great team. And they move on to the semifinals, where they got a win a year ago. They'd love to have another win, because, of course, that would put them in the state title game, and that's their ultimate goal.
And they may end up facing Turkey Valley, and that's a team they'd like to get back at.
Well, they would, but they don't want to get ahead of themselves, because these two teams in this game, Elkhorn, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, a lot of Dutch people there, with the windmill over there in Elkhorn. I've been to that lovely city. They're unbeaten, and Newell Fonda won the state title last year, and they've been here several years in a row. So both these teams were here last year, and they've got that tournament experience.
You bet. Danny, let's wrap it up. We got another game tonight. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All righty. So once again, final score, Springville moves on to the semifinals as they defeated Kingsley Pearson in the Class 1A quarterfinal action, 60-53. Our next broadcast is coming up later on tonight, as we will be broadcasting the West Branch Unity Christian game And that game is scheduled tonight at 8:30. Be sure and join Denny and myself. We'll be back here in Des Moines again tonight, starting at about 8:15 with the pregame and game time at 8:30.
And that's going to be a great one.
I think so.
Because West Branch, with just a couple losses to undefeated Regina. And Unity Christian, only one loss, and that was a Western Christian, another powerful team. Unity Christian, the defending state champs. So
absolutely,
we should have a big one tonight at 8:30.
Should be a great one. If you can, be sure and tune in and hear our broadcast tonight right here on the FMs. All righty, once again, 60-53 final score. Springville moves into the semifinals. For Danny Gettle, I'm Jeff Downing. Got to thank everybody helping us out, Alex and Scott back in the studio. Also, the fans listening, and also, again, thanks to our sponsors helping us out with our broadcast. Join us tonight for tonight's West Branch game, starting at 8:15 pregame and tip-off at 8:30. For Danny Gettle, I'm Jeff Downing. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Girls State coverage here on 106.3 and 107.5 The Gym.